Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, DGS 205. Time for the greatest radio guest of all time, attorney Brad Young, joins us a couple times a week. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
Had a couple of interesting pieces of sound for you to listen to. Not sure if you heard Stephen Miller. I'll tell you what it is before I play it, just so you can get the context of the silence. But he is talking about Donald Trump's powers, and he calls them plenary. Which, if he had just kept going, no one would have cared because no one knows or cares what it means. But attorneys know that plenary is a big word, and plenary basically means total and complete.
Everything. Yes.
And so Stephen Miller says this on CNN and realizes he says it and then stops talking. And the Boris guy who's interviewing him is like, Stephen, you there?
We have technical difficulties.
Here's what it sounds like.
The president has plenary authority. Has Stephen? Stephen? Hey, Stephen, can you hear me?
And the whole time, Stephen Miller's just staring at him. I thought that was pretty interesting, Brad.
Ooh. Well, it is. First of all, you know, that guy's kind of a creeper, if I could say that. That's not legal analysis. That's just how I feel when I see the guy. But in reality, there are some narrow things where the president has plenary power, but it's not very much. It's very restricted because that's the entire concept of three branches of government, is that there's checks and balances. There's supposed to be checks and balances on all three branches, and no one single branch of government is supposed to have total, absolute, what we call plenary power. No branch of government is supposed to have that.
Do you have that other piece of sound from the president?
About speech?
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to this one, Brad. This is something that Donald Trump said yesterday or maybe this morning.
We've made it 1 year penalty for inciting riots. We took the freedom of speech away because that's been through the courts, and the courts said you have freedom of speech. But what has happened is when they burn a flag, it agitates and irritates crowds.
So what I hear the president saying there, Andrew didn't include everything I wanted, but basically he said over and over again, we took away the freedom of speech. The court said it was okay. But we thought because burning a flag incites violence that we're going to take away the freedom of speech. What I thought was kind of saying the quiet part out loud.
Well, sure. And there's two sides to this issue. So let me make sure that I break it down from both perspectives. On the one side, the courts held in 1989, I believe the case was Johnson versus Texas, 1989, where the Supreme Court held that freedom of speech includes the burning of the flag. I mean, I'll never forget that opinion from Justice Brennan, where he said, if there is a bedrock principle underlying the First Amendment, it is that government may not prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea offensive or disagreeable. And that certainly applies to the burning American flag. I find it reprehensible, but it is speech. On the flip side, an executive order, Dave, can never overturn, as you know, a Supreme Court holding. Never. It can't overturn a statute. It can't do anything. But on the flip side, that case of Johnson versus Texas, that was a 5-4 decision. And there's a different Supreme Court now than there was in 1989. So if you look at the cases related to the burning of crosses, the court has held multiple occasions that the burning of a cross is allowed, even though that is one of the most reprehensible forms of speech ever invented. And yet the court has said that's allowed unless, and this is what I think Trump's mediocre legal analysis is getting to. The Supreme Court has said that the burning of the cross is allowed unless it's being used for the purpose of inciting violence. And I think that's where he's coming from. So if the court would hold that the burning of the flag, the purpose does not incite violence, then with a different court, we might get a different outcome.
Question, this is maybe impossible to answer. How do you know what someone's intention is if it's an individual doing something?
Well,
down and said, I'm going to start a riot, watch. Unless it's blatantly obvious, how could you know their purpose?
Okay. Well, you can always determine motive by context. I mean, for example, lots of murders, the difference between first-degree murder and second-degree murder is oftentimes motive. And so you can determine a motive by the context of the act. So, Wheels, when you look at this, the several of these cross-burning cases that have made it to the courts, the difference is if you're burning it, for example, if you're burning a cross on your own lawn, then that is not being done for the purpose of inciting violence or creating violence because you're burning it on your own property. Okay, you're just making a statement that would be protected. But if you go to an African-American's family and you burn it on their own property, then the purpose is to incite fear or to incite violence because of the context of the act. So let's apply it to the flag burning. If you're just burning a flag, I think that would, even under this court, it would be held to be free speech. But if you're burning it in the midst of, for example, all of the riots that we saw during George Floyd situations where you're in the middle of a riot or you're in the middle of something where violence is happening, like busting out windows with bricks and setting cars on fire, then contextually you could argue that it was for the purpose of creating more violence in the midst of the violence in which you're already engaged in.
Brad, you and I have talked about privately and on the air many times that for the next 50 years minimum, every law student in America will be studying the Donald Trump era. I mean, he is pushing the envelope, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's how democracy works. That's how we have the Civil Rights Act, is that African-Americans refused to leave the lunch counter. They were arrested. They appealed. It went to the Supreme Court. And that's kind of what Donald Trump is doing. He's saying, like, well, here's the way things are going to be. And the courts say that's not the way they are. And they go to the Supreme Court. What's happening in Illinois is such a test case because on one side you have Donald Trump sending the National Guard to Illinois because it's a mess and an S-hole and all this stuff. And then you have Governor Pritzker invoking the 25th Amendment and saying that the president is literally insane and unhinged. And it's terrible. I wish none of it was happening, but it's also, you can't look away from it from a legal point.
No, you can't. And listen, let me summarize up what Pritzker's positions are. Some are valid, some are not. When he's calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. All right. That's ridiculous. A governor can't do that. Under the 25th Amendment, it can only be invoked to remove a president from office when it's done by, number one, the vice president, and number two, a majority of the cabinet. Now, there's no chance. There's a greater chance that I grow hair than there is for this to happen. OK, so for calling for that invocation of the 25th Amendment, that's just political rhetoric. On the other hand, he does have some concerns. He's filed lawsuits about the troops coming to Chicago. I think that President Trump and his legal team are going to make sure that they're doing this under what's called Title 10, which allows for them to federalize the troops, but only for administrative functions, not for arresting people or going in with guns and doing things. All they can do really is protect federal property and do administrative activities under Title 10 of the U.S. Code.
And I'm not sure if you will have heard of this one yet, Brad. It just kind of hit the press. that a state legislator in Florida is forwarding a bill that every university in the state of Florida will have to name a road after Charlie Kirk or lose their federal funding.
I have not heard about that yet.
Yeah.
Is that just for today?
What do you mean?
I mean, did that just that news just break today?
Just today, yeah.
Oh, well, I was in trial yesterday and the day before, so I'm a little bit slow on catching up on that. But, you know, there's obviously some issues on both sides of that. I mean, to require a naming obviously requires speech. It becomes an issue. I mean, just ask the cake baker guy from Colorado, where the government said, you have to do this speech on a cake for a gay couple. And he said, no. Went up to the Supreme Court said, no, government cannot force speech. So that would be a forced speech issue, particularly if it would apply to private universities. I mean, they could take the position, you can't tell us what to name, because that's a violation of the First Amendment.
Interesting. New York suing social media companies. Tell us about that.
Well, I find this interesting because, number one, this isn't the first time this has happened. Several school districts are suing, but in particular, New York is suing Facebook. They're suing Google, YouTube. They're suing Snapchat and TikTok. And basically what they're saying is that because these algorithms are addicting to children, that it becomes a public nuisance. It's a gross negligence, and they're asking for all the money to give mental health treatment to students, and they're asking that the algorithms be changed or else the platforms cannot be used in New York City. So none of these lawsuits that have been filed have played out in the courts yet, but it's interesting because it's an acknowledgement that we all know that these social media platforms are addicting. We do about it, and New York City is trying the course of litigation to do something about it.
And finally, Brad, I want to get your thoughts on the James Comey prosecution.
Well, the James Comey prosecution, he just entered his plea of not guilty. He's basically being charged with lying to Congress. And I think there's some validity to the charges because he testified in front of Congress that no FBI agents had leaked any information. And now we know that there was direct instructions from Comey to someone within the FBI to leak information related to Hillary Clinton's emails. And I believe some other things, but here's what's interesting. I don't think that this indictment can stand because there's an unlawful appointment. The appointment of the predecessor had to expire, and in fact, it expired in May. And under the statute, only the district court can appoint someone to be the sitting district attorney, not the White House. The White House appointed Trump's personal attorney. So I think this whole indictment thing is going to fail on a technicality.
And finally, Brad, your law firm is now Harris, Young, and Kaiser, so you're moving up the letterhead.
Well, according to Amy, Mark scores, I'm actually not, because the last person is the anchor. So I've moved from the end to the middle. Some of our partners have retired. Nothing's changed. We just redid the name of the elect that some of our partners are living in Florida and Martha's Vineyard.
I'll be glad when you get to your Martha's Vineyard stage. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be going to Martha's Vineyard. I got to think about sharks.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
My pleasure. When you're talking in your sleep,
I hear the secrets that you... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 222. So, Wheels, you have some sort of mop-up stuff on the Brad Young segment that you...
Yeah, I didn't
have
respect, time.
Didn't want to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, he had so much stuff that he was doing, and it wasn't questioning anything he said. It was more of an add-on with relation to the government's ability to restrict freedoms, right? So if the government is going to be, if we're going to accept this, and I don't know what the Supreme Court would rule, so we don't know for sure, but if we're going to accept that, you're going to say, okay, you know, yes, burning a flag is speech, but if you're using it to incite violence, then it's not okay. Okay. So we'll make that exception. And there are people that seem to be okay with that. I'm not. I don't think we should be infringing on any speech. And I know that that's a very emotional issue. It pisses me off, too. I don't like it. That's the stuff you see overseas. That's the stuff you see from terrorists. Right. I don't like it. But that's the point.
Which parenthetically, let me just make the point again. That's the speech that's protected.
That's right.
Supreme Court has very outwardly yes. said we have to protect the most heinous speech.
If I saw someone trying to burn a flag, I would try to run and take the flag and get it out of there. That's how I feel about it. But they should still not be prosecuted for that action. But at the same time, we'll make that exception, and we're okay with making exceptions on the First Amendment, but we will not accept any on the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
So bringing a weapon to the same angry protest or doing it the same way, not using it, not shooting someone, but using it to make a point or waving it around, would that not be an exception? Yeah, under the same, if we're making
the same logic.
If we're trying to make an apples to apples logical comparison, because the flag isn't going to hurt anybody. That gun might. Now, again, the gun is not doing it by itself. It would be the person, but it's still that's an overt threat. If someone's at a rally and they're waving a weapon around, I don't care if it's a machete, right? I mean, that's clearly a physical threat of some kind, even if it's not being used in that moment. You can see why people would perceive it that way. Mm-hmm. So are we going to make exceptions for that?
I had a question for you guys, and it's a big, huge philosophic question, and we have about 3 minutes left. But it's looking like there may be a deal between Israel and Hamas. Now, we've been close before, and something always goes awry. So, you know, it's not there yet. The hostages have not been released yet. Nothing has actually happened yet. But let's assume that it's going to. So I'm 61 years old, and in my entire life, there's really never been a lasting peace in that area. To what degree do you guys have reasonable hope? We all have hope. It would be wonderful if people got along in the Middle East and no one was killing each other and suicide bombs, and that would be wonderful. But I have to be honest, my emotion is, we'll see how long this lasts.
Yeah, I mean, it could put a stop or reduce this current conflict, but I don't think it stops anything long term. I mean, these things, how long have these disputes existed in the Middle East?
Hundreds of years.
And again, right now, that dispute is largely Israel and surrounding Muslim populations in various countries, right? And only certain groups of people in those countries are the ones causing the problem.
True.
It's certainly not everyone.
No.
But, I mean, we've been doing this for thousands of years.
with crusades and this war and that war and fighting over the land over there. I mean, it's been going on forever. Why would I think anything is going to be permanent?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with that. This is also not the first time that we've been told a ceasefire is coming with this particular conflict.
Yeah.
That's been floated out before and seemed like a done deal before. So I truly hope that this one sticks. But as far as Wheel says, long term, I don't see that ending permanently anytime soon.
Yeah.
Those claims are just not going to go away. And when you tie big issues into people's personal belief systems and through religious traditions that have been passed down for thousands of years, in all cases, like Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all of them, how is a treaty going to change all of that? But again, it might just be as simple as we got to put out the fires as they pop up, and that's the best we're going to do.
That's very true. Welcome back, guys. DGS 234. Another gorgeous day out there. Hope you guys realize how much we appreciate you hanging out with us every day and on the stream and giving us your thoughts. We use a lot of it for the show, so keep them coming. Let's do a little DGS happy hour.
Ooh, sounds good.
I'm going first.
Go on.
Okay.
This guy needs to be the new face of Stanley. A guy showed up to jail with a full-size thermos up his butt.
Oh, my God.
A thermos.
What were in the thermos?
Nothing. It was empty.
Oh, he just wanted it.
Yeah, I think he just wanted it to use in jail.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know, it's going to be...
Two things.
My dude, what are you doing?
I don't understand the criminal mind.
No.
And I evidently don't understand how anatomy works.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think they'd be able to tell as soon as he walked in that something was
going on.
He'd be walking weird.
I have a thermos and a butt.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it's never crossed my mind.
No.
That's not coming out.
I wonder if
it'll go in. It's not coming out.
No. I love this. They rush him to a hospital where a specialist removed it.
Stand back.
We got to get a thermos guy in for this.
I don't want to be that specialist.
Do you think he was just like hanging curtains or something and he was naked and fell on it?
Would that be your story?
No, there's a nurse that does the famous ER stories.
Yeah.
And she said, you'd be surprised at how many people just say they were running around their houses naked fixing things and they just fell on something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Slipped and fell on.
I've got a lot of friends who are nurses.
Perfectly shaped light bulb.
They maintain that like 20% of all visits are that.
What?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Swear.
I mean, they do make a lot of TikToks about it. Nurses do.
Yeah.
Now, I've never been to jail, but I did think that was one of the first things they do when you get there is they check you out and make sure you haven't shoved anything anywhere.
Right.
So this person, did they not do like a quick Google search or?
I don't know. Like, you know, that. You just see a movie. Like, you get people going to jail. You're like, oh, all right, cough.
He also had a crack pipe in his pocket.
Oh.
Not sure why he didn't just put that in the thermos.
keep messing those up.
He's like, dang it.
I think that actually might explain a little more about the thought process behind the situation.
Yeah, my dude's got a crack pipe. He's probably not thinking very good.
All morning, I told myself, before I even went to bed, I was like, crack pipe goes in the butt, thermos goes in the pocket, and then I just can't get it straight. It's my fault, guys.
He had it in there for 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't like right as he was going to jail.
So it wasn't like, better get this done before I head off to the courthouse.
I don't know, man.
Look, he had a to-do list. He wanted to check a couple things off early, you know, take that anticipation off his mind.
You know when you pack the really important stuff before you pack everything else, just so you can make sure it's packed in there? I think that was what he was thinking.
Don't want to forget my thermos.
I need to make absolutely sure I don't forget this thermos.
Got to get my daily water intake.
Man.
I'd forget my head if it wasn't shoved up my butt.
What would be worth it to you? To pack it that way.
Oh,
literally nothing.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Yeah,
Lucy?
Sorry. I would not do that to her. No. I'm a no.
I'm running out of things too. Yeah.
Something really small.
Your favorite marble.
Yeah, but then how are you going to sanitize you're in jail.
The thermos.
It's not ideal. I'll grant you that.
No.
And and you can't just like take the thermos to somebody and go like, "Hey, I need help washing this off."
Yeah.
Like, because you're probably
right.
You're not allowed to have.
Apparently, you're not supposed to have.
That's why I put it up there.
I'm embarrassed. I didn't even think of that. How do you drink out of it after that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. How do you how does it get washed after it comes out?
I mean,
the age old question.
And I maintain, I don't think it comes out either. I think you just die unless you go to the hospital.
They said this guy probably had one more day to live.
Oh, yeah, wow. Exactly.
Okay, like, yeah, it's going to be like, that's pretty bad.
It's a medical crisis for sure.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, who wants to follow that story?
I forgot we were doing happy hour.
I've got something here. So we've talked a lot about the comedy festival in Saudi Arabia went particularly hard on Bill Burr because this is someone who, you know, claims to stand for something and is frequently calling other people out for like seeming contradictions. And yet he goes and does something like this. Well, a bunch of tennis players are going to be going to Saudi Arabia to play. And I have to call out my own hypocrisy here because I just don't feel that annoyance and that outrage towards them the way I felt towards some of these comedians.
I agree.
I do think that is in part because I guess athletes aren't necessarily putting themselves in the position of like, hey, I know what's good and right and proper, and I'm going to preach to you about what that is. They're less in that position than, say, a comedian is. But then also at the same time, it's like, what am I going to get mad at every single one? So, yeah, just kind of calling myself out for the hypocrisy. But do you think we all pick and choose what we're getting upset about when it comes to this type of thing?
I do.
Sure, but I can't stand the guys that left the PGA Tour that went to the LIV Tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're disgusting. I understand why some of the lower level guys did it that haven't made any money because it's guaranteed. I get it because you haven't made any money on the tour, and this is a chance to get some guaranteed money that will set you up for a long time. I understand that. I don't understand why the guys who were already loaded because they were winning tons of money making that kind of move as a cash grab when you know what you're doing is you're taking blood money. You know that's what it is. Saudi Arabia is trying to use this to change their image without having to make any changes to how they do anything. But I do think there's a huge difference, Rach, between any athlete, tennis player, soccer player, golfer, whatever, going and doing that versus a comics who specifically are the I can say anything I want whenever I want, and you can't take that away from me until I take their money, and I won't say anything about them because they won't let me leave the country. Like, did you say anything about the fact that they have people imprisoned for nothing more than speaking out against policies held by the government and the royal family? I mean, you won't speak truth to that power, mm-hmm. but then here you're going to be the truth teller? It's all about how you position yourself, I think. Like, if Gallagher did it... I don't know that I'm going to be as mad at Gallagher as I am at Bill Burr because Gallagher's just smashing watermelons, man. He's
the second Gallagher reference.
A lot of Gallagher.
Yes.
A lot of Gallagher on this show lately.
If it's Carrot Top who's out there just prop jokes, I don't know that I feel the same way as I do about Bill Burr and especially a guy like Chappelle.
Name some more bad comics.
I love Chappelle. I think he's hilarious. Bill Burr might be my favorite. That's probably why it bothers me more. I love Chappelle too, but you can't be that you can't say anything anymore guy mm-hmm. and then go to a place where they're not going to let you say what you can say.
Chappelle said you can say more in Saudi Arabia than in
America.
That's
a lie. Say something about them. Yeah. Say something about how they treat women. Say something about how they jail anybody that speaks against the regime. Make a joke about the regime. Make a joke about the royal family. See how it goes.
Bless his soul. He might just be an idiot.
I don't know, man.
Like he might just be dumb.
I don't know. I think money makes a lot of people act dumb. And that's all it is. I mean, these guys got ridiculous money, and I understand it. They're humans. Like, I don't hate any of them. But I do think you deserve the criticism. When you're going to be that brand of comedian, the truth teller, the one that's not going to be afraid, you can't cancel me, and then you go take money and specifically sign an agreement saying, I cannot and will not joke about all of these things that are on this list.
Yeah.
Because they all had to sign a contract that said they can't make jokes about the royal family. They can't take shots at anything that's a public policy there. They signed an agreement saying that. Well, then you're not what you claim you are. That's it.
This is a related but separate topic, when you're talking about the young golfers who hadn't made money yet and the ones who had, I have several friends who are very wealthy, and they have all told me that there's something about having a lot of money that makes you panic that you need to make more. And I have a friend who has about $100 million, and he said that his worst ever period was when he made his first $5 million. Now, I don't have $5 million, so maybe this is why it's never been, I've never had that sort of mania to make more money. But he said when he had $5 million, at first he felt like, oh my God, I've made it. This is incredible. He was a working class kid. But he said that he didn't sleep for about a year because he was so terrified he was going to lose it. And that you can lose $5 million, especially if you're in business and you're making moves and stuff. He said it wasn't until he had $50 million that he felt secure. So it's interesting to me, most of us don't understand that. We never will understand it because we will not get to that level. But I've talked to several people who I like. They're buddies. I trust them. I know them. They're good people. And they said, Dave, there's a mania to it. When you get a pot of money, you just have to make more.
Did they seek help for that? Because there are ways to get around those feelings without being like, you know, over the top. Got to get more. You don't have to be all Scrooge McDuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm. I mean, I don't want to disparage any of your friends, but it does seem like when. Have you ever heard a girl be like, you know, it's really hard being this pretty. I just get I get too much attention.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, dude, all right. I mean, I understand that's a problem for you, but I can't relate.
And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm positive that it does. In fact, I can't do too much on that, but. That's something that my brother has counseled people on as a hypnotherapist. He has some wealthy people that have that fear. I know it's real, but there's help for it. It's not a cover for, well, then I got to do all these terrible things. Mm. And I'm not saying your friends did, but these billionaire dudes, they're getting what they get, stepping on other people. That's how it works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
49 DJS. That was a heck of a happy hour there.
It was. Mm-hmm. Covered a lot of ground.
You want to hear the top 10 of the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century?
Oh, sure.
Let's
Sorry,
hear it.
I faded out really might, quickly.
I'm like, I haven't heard any of them.
The
I haven't heard any of them, I promise.
Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Top 10?
Yes. Out of 250.
I'll see you guys later.
Stone Cold Classic.
We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Love that song.
Okay.
Don't know who that is. All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Nation Army by White Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Ooh.
The number one song in the last 25 years.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Mr. Brightside?
No.
It should be Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Like that's that. A little surprising.
Yeah. Okay.
So what was the, what's the criteria? Like, what did they say? It's the best based on sales, based on?
No, just, this is just.
Popularity?
A publication's opinion.
Oh, you know okay. when you have okay. A lid that's not, that doesn't totally fit the pot that's boiling and that's making that little. noise. That's what Kevin's doing. I can hear it coming from him right now.
Oh, right.
He's so close to absolutely exploding.
The whistle of a teapot.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I explode. Just a lot of dumb people out there.
That's kind of judgmental.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe I'm dumb, too.
Didn't have any Slipknot.
I mean, but there is a particular kind of song there that is clearly like 9 of the 10.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, pop songs that everyone likes.
I love this story. I want to be this guy. A researcher won a Nobel Prize, and no one could let him know because he was off the grid hiking. Isn't that great? He didn't care.
He won what?
The Nobel Prize.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just out there off the grid.
Man, that's pretty cool. Like, oh, I didn't hear that I won the Nobel Prize. I was too busy immersing myself in nature and being better than you.
Authorities in California have arrested a 29-year-old Uber driver from Florida for intentionally igniting the L.A. Palisades fire.
What a loser.
What do you think should happen? I mean,
prison for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started to say,
yeah,
I'm not a death penalty guy, but what you did to me is equal to committing a murder.
Absolutely.
Or worse.
Multiple.
Yeah.
You ruined the lives of
thousands of people.
Yes. Yeah.
And what, 11 people died?
Life. Yeah.
Yep. Off to jail forever.
Yeah. Never see the sun again.
I love this story. A fight broke out at a family Dollar in North Carolina over a NASCAR shirt, and it ended with one person pointing a gun at another person.
Jeez.
They had a whole shirt at the Family Dollar. Oh, I was thinking of Dollar Tree, where everything's $1.25.
Ah.
Family Dollar is more like, you can get the $5 and $10.
Hmm.
So it's more classy.
Well, there's more options. More of a price range going on.
It's also National Moldy Cheese Day today.
Mm.
Not sure I've ever had that. Not adventurous with my cheese choices.
I'm pretty adventurous, but yeah. If it's stinky, if it's real stinky, I'm not interested.
It's hard to eat things that smell bad.
Yeah.
Because you can be like, you'll get through. I'm like, nah, it's just so much a part of it because it's so much right in your face. Yeah. It's tough. I had a chance to eat some smelly cheese when I was in France back in high school, and it was some of it. Like one or two, you're like, it's only a little bit smelly. It's all right. But I just couldn't get past a couple of them. Like, I can't.
Dave, how does it feel that your 25-year anniversary is 1 week from today?
Yeah, I just realized that. Andrew has kind of talked to me about the rundown for the Anniversary Day show, which is next Thursday.
Has it hit you?
No, not really. It's just surreal. It's just crazy. Like, I've talked a lot in interviews and on podcasts and on this show about, and I'm sure you don't have to have a radio show to feel like this. Anyone my age feels somewhat like this. The phenomenon of having the middle of your life, the core of your life, from like 25 to 55, when you get your education, you pick your job, you pick your spouse, you have your kids, you have your career, that is just like coring an apple. Just pulling the middle of your life out and looking at it, you're like, I can't believe that went by so fast. I can't. Like, I know it's the all-time cliche of cliches, but I just can't believe it went by that fast.
Yeah, if you had to quantify the 25 years, does it feel more like 10? Does it feel more like 5? As far as how long it feels like you've been doing this.
25 feels like, it doesn't feel like 25.
Uh-huh.
25 feels like a long time in my mind. You say someone's 25 years, I'm like, wow, that's a really long time. It doesn't feel like a really long time. I'm not tired. Like if I were running and you told me I'd ran 25 miles, I'd be like, wow, I only feel like I ran 10. Okay. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So you caught a second wind is what you're saying.
I guess.
Man.
Or just have always had it. I don't know.
Yeah.
This isn't that hard. I mean, it is, but it's, beats working. Ask a guy who's been out there laying asphalt for 25 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a different kind of difficult.
Yeah.
It's not like physically draining you.
Yeah.
Not like that. Just takes a lot of time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.